This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keith, WEEI. You hear that music, you know it's time for Rob Bradford. Baseball isn't boring. WEEI.com. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. The Baseball Isn't Boring podcast is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. At McFarlandEnergy.com. Rob Bradford, what's going on? How you doing this week?
I'm so good. And by the way, we do know that Spooky is for real. I never really let that music soak in before, but thank you for letting it play out a little bit. That was awesome. And McFarland, to you both, you did excellent job in Foxborough. I listened to every last minute. So awesome job.
We did. Well, I'm happy that you gave a voice to that, because we've been waiting for those compliments for quite a time. We've been complimentary of the Roman Anthony extension. How did it come together? Why now? This is something that Kennedy revealed. They've been talking about going back to winter meetings. How did it all come together?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a no-brainer, because when you identify that a guy they think is going to be a superstar, you have to do these. This is how baseball works. But the problem is, I always thought the problem was that, yeah, you can do the deals for Rafaela, you can do deals for Bayo and Christian Campbell, but those guys are, like, happy to be there in the conversation, guys. Roman Anthony is a guy who is, he knows, like, he's going to make his money. He knows, like, how he's perceived. And those guys, as we found out with the final number, those guys are the hardest guys to find, to lock in on, because we see so many of them just want to ride it out. Now, I will say this, and I wrote about this. I think that the Red Sox learned their lesson a little bit. You go back to Mookie Betts, when Mookie Betts said that the toughest contract that he ever had to turn down was that first offer. So if that's the case, and you missed that with Mookie, what does that tell you? That tells you that you have to be you should be super aggressive when it comes to that first offer, because you got to blow them away. You got to show them numbers that they're like, oh my, I didn't think I was going to make that. Because once they pass on that, you get a little bit deeper. And we saw it with Mookie. We've seen it with plenty of guys. It becomes really, really uncomfortable, particularly for position players.
So what do you think, not that any player on the team is surprised necessarily that Roman Anthony is going to be a big part of the future of this team, but now that he has this contract, now that Sadon Rafaela has his contract, Jaron Duran and Willy Abreu, are they both approaching this like, hey, let's get after it for 2 months, and then, you know, one of us is going to be gone?
Well, I think that we've been talking about this for a while. That, you know, there was so much so that right in June you were talking about that potentially you're going to have to deal one of them at the deadline and make that change in a hurry. But I think that with Duran and Abreu, absolutely. I mean, you're right. This is your outfield. You have Rafaela, you have Anthony, and then you have two guys who hit from the same side as Anthony. So I think that this offseason, you're going to see that revisited. And the other part about this is that, you know, with Duran especially, there's been no talks of contract extensions. You know, I don't know about Abreu. I don't think there's been any talks of contract extension there, too. So I think both those guys in the offseason, you're going to be hearing talked about it. But I think particularly when it comes to Duran, because this is the guy that we had the conversation about a month and a half leading up to the trade deadline.
Is this the way they're going to do business, Rob, and separating Abreu and Duran? That's interesting that there haven't really been conversations that have picked up any traction with those two. Is this the way of doing business for the Red Sox now going forward? They are going to focus on retaining young talent as opposed to being big players in free agency. They haven't been big players in free agency in some time. So is this the way of doing business going forward, or are they going to try to marry it up with being aggressive in free agency?
You mean other than Bregman, right?
Well, but Bregman really wasn't a big splash. It really wasn't. It's a 1 year deal that could be a 3 year deal and $130 million. That's not that different than Story, honestly.
Yeah, well,
that's
okay.
Not,
well,
that's
I mean,
not
I think,
so, that's not you, Soto. Mean, that's not Judge. That's not big. That's not a.
Oh
huge,
no.
That's not
no,
that
no,
level
no.
For
and you, yeah, and I mean, listen. I mean, I do think that they were in on Soto to what extent and how much you thought that was reality is fine, but I think that to answer your question, the answer is both. And the reason I say both is because this is how you're able to do those sort of bigger deals is to manage it this other way. That you're able to get these guys under control because what you're betting on is that you're saving money for a team so that you can go out and actually use it for other things. Now, you know, it's interesting because the Devers deal, like we can't definitively say, well, this is exactly the reason why they were able to get this Anthony deal done because they have this Devers money. We can't say that, but I would imagine it can't hurt. And I would imagine the next level of that is beyond the extension. It is going into the offseason, and it should be. If they aren't players in the offseason, if they aren't players, whether it's trading for Joe Ryan and tying to an extension, whether it's going after a big free agent, Pete Alonso or someone like that, then shame on them. Because this was how the Devers thing worked, along with freeing up spots in the lineup, along with taking flyers on a couple guys. How the Devers thing was working is that you get the money, much like back in 2012, you get the money for all those guys that went to the Dodgers. So to answer your question, how they're going to do things, you do these deals to do the biggest deals. Now they have to prove that they're going to get in that market.
I was listening to Sam Kennedy this morning on the Greg Hill Show, and he was really talking up just how aggressive Craig Breslow was at the deadline. And man, you should have seen him, like all the stuff he was cooking up and how uncomfortable it was. Well, they didn't get really much of anything at the deadline, but are we supposed to feel good that Craig Breslow actually did a really good job and really was aggressive during the deadline that got you Dustin May and Steven Matz?
Yeah, well, so I think it's a couple ways to look at it. Number one, you know, I don't back off giving the C-. I studied really hard for tests before and still get a C-. Didn't make a difference, right? And so you still get a C-. And you know, you also, okay, you know, you tried really hard and you didn't get the job done. That's the reality of that situation. Now, you know, as you guys, I've said a bunch of times leading up to the trade deadline, what they were going to be more motivated than the previous years. And I do think that's the case. Like, I honestly think that's the case. Now, where they should be criticized is that I think that they were too hyper-focused on these two guys, in Joe Ryan and Sandy Alcantara, and instead of, hey, you know what, we might want to gauge whether or not they're going to be actually available, and if they aren't going to be available, then use some of those assets to get the Merrill Kellys of the world. I think that's where they had a misstep. But, you know, in that last hour, I know for a fact, I mean, they, you know, some of the guys I'm in Worcester right now, some of the guys that I just interviewed, you know, Peyton Tolley, you know, you name it, they were putting them in packages. But the problem is that you did not ever get the feeling that the Minnesota Twins was going to back off of, hey, you know what, just keep the offers coming because we're never going to say yes.
Okay, couple of questions. And it's Rob Bradford. You can check out what I thought was a great inside story of the trade deadline, a wild couple of days at Fenway Park, Odyssey app, WEEI.com. Bradford, real quick, because I can't tell if I interpreted this correctly in the story. Do I have this right? In the room were Henry, Kennedy, Gordon, Epstein, and Breslow. All of them were there, or am I misinterpreting that?
And Cora, yes.
And Cora, we're all there. Oh, yeah, Cora was another big name, right. So they're all in there. Okay, so they're all there watching this happen. Fine, I just wanted to make sure I had that right. Second, you wrote that they were willing to include
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A combination of two of these three in deals, plus other guys in the top 10. Toley, Password, and Arias. If they would have included all three and really gotten uncomfortable, would they have been able to land one of these cost-controlled pitchers?
We don't know that, and maybe it was worth finding out. But the fact is that from what I understand, Minnesota never said, this is what it's going to take. In other words, they never got the word from Minnesota saying, if you include all three of these guys in the same package, then we'll get the deal done. They never got that word. So you can maybe criticize them for not putting all three of those in them. I don't know. I mean, that's a lot. But, you know, it's a lot as it is. And so I think that what I wrote and what I'm saying is that sort of along the lines of what Sam said, which is, yeah, you know what? Sure, they got uncomfortable. But really the problem was is that you got to read the room. You got to read, like, what your trade partner's doing. And this is why deals like this never get done at the deadline, because they don't have to do the deals. Now, you get to the off season, it's different. But that was the reality, and that was maybe the criticism that they should have gotten at the deadline.
You know, that was another thing Sam said today, and he wouldn't specifically say Joe Ryan, but we all know who he was talking about, and he was talking about, you know, players under team control. But then he also referred to Garrett Crochet from a year ago, and you had told us that, you know, the White Sox wanted Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer. You're like, all right, okay, we're not doing that. But then in the offseason, they got him. He kind of alluded to the same thing with Joe Ryan. Do you think there'd be that's a possibility or a real possibility this offseason?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I mean, whether or not – you know, Minnesota loosens it up and says, okay, now is the time to deal it. Here's the difference is that Minnesota also knows that there are only a few teams, maybe one or maybe two, maybe the Cubs and the Red Sox, who are willing to give these packages for Joe Ryan at this time of year. Where you get to the offseason, there's a whole lot more. Mm-hmm. They know that. So I think that that's what one of the things that Minnesota was banking on. But I think the Red Sox will be one of those teams. I don't think there's any question. I mean, we go all the way back for months now saying how much the Red Sox like Joe Ryan, and I think that sort of bore itself out in what they offered for him.
You had mentioned Peyton Toley earlier. You're down in Worcester right now. What are the chances that he joins the big league roster at some point this season and maybe even in a playoff stretch?
Well, so you have these two guys, right? You have David Sandlin, who was just called up as well, and they immediately moved him to the bullpen. And the whole idea was we're moving them in the bullpen because this is the fast track. Peyton Toley could be that guy too. Peyton Toley probably has more upside than David Sandlin does. But right now he's starting, but that doesn't mean he's not going to be moved to the bullpen like in, you know, a couple weeks or something. But this is the type of guy, and I was just talking to him. I said, did you see that tweet from, I forget who it was from, but it said, your pitch, your fastball is graded out to be the best pitch in the entire minor leagues. And I'm like, I don't care what anyone says. Like, that's a pretty good thing. And so if you have that, all you can think about, guys, all I can think about is David Price back in 2008. Like, that was what he was, right?
Until Andrew Bailey gets a hold of him and is like, throw some of the soft stuff. Quit throwing heaters.
Well, he is working on a kick change, so there you go.
Guys could be a weapon. I remember even going all the way back to like K-Rod when K-Rod first debuted, and you're just like, you bring this guy in, nobody's seen him before, and he's just throwing gas late in the game because another guy that throws
Crochet.
Gas.
Didn't Crochet come up as a reliever?
Yeah, Crochet. Chris Sale's the guy pitched in the bullpen. Because it feels like Jordan Hicks may not be that guy.
Yeah.
He may not be the guy that you need late in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're still sifting through this. Like, I was just talking to Bernardino, who's having a great year, right? He was sent down. I'm like, dude, like, you could be in October and all of a sudden be like, hey, there it is. You know, you're turning your whole season around. It's so bizarre how we perceive things now compared to how we perceive things even in October. I mean, I was talking when I had that conversation with Cora, who, by the way, again, acknowledge that he will be getting a baseballs and boring tattoo if you win the World Series. Thank you.
Very good. Where's the tattoo? Is the placement of the tattoo?
Did you narrow that down?
Is that decided by you or him?
No, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
But we care. Yeah. Let us know when it happens. Yeah.
It's the same thing when you guys get yours. I don't care where you get it. So there you go.
My neck.
Your face. We talked about Joe Kelly. I said, thank you for making me a lot of money, because Joe Kelly wasn't going to make the 2018 postseason roster. And Alex Cora had to pound the table, said, I'm not leaving 100 miles an hour in the closet. I'm not put him on the roster. But Dombrowski didn't want to put him on the roster. If he doesn't get on the roster, he doesn't get a 3-year deal with the Dodgers. He doesn't write a book. We're not getting tattoos. But my point is that this stuff can change so much in a hurry. But I'll come back to Tolley, man. Like, you're right that we've had instances like this, and he has that image about him, the big guy with the fastball. It's the same image that David Price gave in 2008.
Okay. He's Rob Bradford, WEEI, and the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. Check it out on the Odyssey app. Bradfo, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Excellent stuff, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, and I want to thank you guys, because you guys were the ones who broke the Roman Anthony news to me yesterday. So
I was
sitting in my car. Yeah, it was great. I sprung into action, but
Did you like our immediate breakdown?
I got to be honest with you. When I'm sitting in my driveway and I heard it, I had to spring into action. You know how that works.
You didn't stick around for the analysis. Right, well, you missed some good stuff, Brad. For you, really
good discussion.
Well, you know, if there was only an Odyssey Rewind feature that I could go to.
That's
so
true.
Thank you for that.
All right, Brad, good stuff. Talk to you next Thursday.
All right, see you. Bye.
All right, Rob Bradford.
How about that? Us breaking news to the baseball guy.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
Pretty good.
You always remember where you heard that news.
Yeah.
We're down at training camp.
The famous two words.
Yep.
Hell yeah, Keith.
Hell yeah, Keith. Put it on the t-shirt.
I mean, counting. Yep. Never really my strong suit.
No, it's okay.
It's Jones and Keith on WEEI. We are presented by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I think there's interesting stuff there from Bradfo. He thinks they... contracts like this are going to allow them to spend on Alonso, trade for Joe Ryan and extend him, stuff like that.
That's wishful thinking.
He said if they don't, shame on them, which I would agree with. This should free them up to do that. He also confirmed they are not including three of their top prospects. They never asked Minnesota. Minnesota never told them that's what it would take. But they'll circle back to Joe Ryan in the offseason. That doesn't help the team this year.
No, it doesn't.
But that's something they may circle back to and lay some groundwork for. So some interesting stuff to pick through from Rob Bradford. We can do that. And let's get back to the Red Sox. 7-game win streak now over. Not a very good debut. Thank you. Not a very good debut for one of Craig Breslow's crown jewels at the trade deadline.
Two of the guys he traded for this year. Both were on full display last night.
Oh, you want to lump in Hicks,
too? Yeah, please. Yeah, these are his trades.
Let's get to both of them in the loss last night next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.